good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to get on here and share a quick nugget with you all. Something that has, a word that has been in the atmosphere pretty strongly, but I really wanted to share something with you all in regard to it, and that word is grace. I know. I had a beautiful opportunity to attend the first annual Seed Summit, which is founded by Belisha Butterfield, who is an amazing change maker in our world. I like speaking globally, you know, and so excited because she was able to bring together so many amazing change makers all over the world who are doing and growing and building and creating to make an impact and change in the lives of others. And this is the first of many. And I was able to be in a room full of people who truly value solid connections and who really want to make a difference, right? Really do want to make an impact. And also, one of the biggest words that seemed to be in the atmosphere for us today was grace. Grace, giving grace, showing yourself grace, giving grace to others when necessary, you know what I mean? Setting healthy, you know, boundaries and different things of that nature. And it was so amazing. But I want to just lean in on grace because something happened. I can't believe it's already been almost a couple months. I'm like, what? You know, but something happened that kind of, you know, basically had me in my feelings. I'm going to keep it real. Keep it a buck. You feel me? And I just was like, wait a minute now, God. Okay. All right, now. What's up? You feel me? Because that's me. You know, I always go to God first with anything. And probably only for a lot of times. But I was just kind of trying to figure out what is going on. And God literally said to me to extend some grace. You don't need to extend a whole lot. You ain't going to need a whole lot of grace. But extend some grace. Give it some grace. In this situation, go ahead and drop some grace on it. And I was like, All right. Okay. You know, God was like, go ahead and drop some grace on me. You feel me? I'm like, okay. I'm here. All right. Okay. And what that meant for me was to not, what can I say with that? What that meant for me in that situation to give it grace was that it wasn't necessarily personal when it came to me, so to speak, if that makes sense, right? And it wasn't an intentional hurt. It wasn't to intentionally hurt you, so to speak, right? So extend some grace, okay? And not many people go to God when situations happen that they don't like or that they don't expect or they disappoints them or whatever the case may be. Not many people will go to God first and ask for understanding or what's going on, you know what I mean, in an area. And we have to learn, I think, what has helped me a lot in decision making and how to navigate relationships and deal with people is really going to God, asking God, okay, you know, I consulted you with this. What the heck? You know? And then you get the answer, because God always answers. You know, he does. If you lean into him and you really, you know, want to understand, I think that we need to learn to try to understand more, you know? And if we do, and this is not everybody, this does not mean that the situation doesn't warrant an apology or anything just because, you know, I'm spiritual and I understand. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you should just understand. And that's another topic. I'm not going to dive too deep into that, because sometimes people think you just ought to know, you know, and we're really not mind readers. I'm just a person who has certain spiritual gifts that helps me to understand, right? Because I seek wisdom and understanding daily. So that helps me, right? But not many people do that on a daily. And so we have to learn to communicate well, and make our intention and our hearts clear as much as we can, if that makes sense. So anyway, back to grace. So God said, extend grace in this area. I want you to give this grace. I said, okay, all right. That means there's nothing for you to really be upset about, technically. You know how we women do, you know, and some men too, right? But it's nothing for you to really be angry about, if that makes sense, right? And so when you extend grace, it's almost like, you know, I look at grace like laying down, resting a minute, taking a beat, a step back, or not even really a step back, but kind of just kind of like, you know, covering it with some peace, a blanket, comfort, just a little comforting, you know, in an area of your life. And sometimes we have to give ourselves grace. We have to give our partners grace, you know, friendships grace. Different things require some grace sometimes, right? Especially when the intent was not to hurt you. Now, if someone's intent is to be malicious or to hurt you or to deceive you or do all kind of things, then hey, you know, I don't know about no grace in that air. You feel me? Boundaries, maybe not so much so grace. But if the intent was not to really hurt you or to do anything malicious towards you or anything like that, then, you know, if God says extend some grace, you know, God will reveal what needs to be revealed to you. Extend some grace. So the reason I wanted to share about that is because one of the main things that a lot of people said today was give yourself some grace. And I look at that like, comfort yourself, give yourself a pat on the back or like a hug. Grace is like a hug. You know what I mean? It's like you do everything that you can do. You're doing what you can. You've been working hard, whatever the case may be. Give yourself some grace. We are all in this together, trying to make it, trying to do what we need to do. Give yourself some grace. And so many people shared about that in this journey as we navigate through to extend some grace. I was also reminded of a conversation, a real quick conversation that I had a few years ago on a plane with an older couple. And I believe I asked them a question about, you know, what is it that gave them the longevity in their marriage, you know? And she said, grace. God brought that back to my remembrance, you know? And I said, God, you funny. You real funny, for real. You know? But I remembered that. I said, wow, you would bring that back to my remembrance now, wouldn't you? But that's what she said. She said, a lot of grace is what it took, you know? And I just decided to, I took that as one, a confirmation for me, and two, that grace is necessary as we navigate through this thing called life, period. Whether it's your romantic relationships, whether it's friendships, familyships, certain areas of building your business, whatever it is that you daily, whatever you're going through, learn to extend grace even unto yourself. You deserve grace, right? Grace is like getting a little pass, almost. You know what I mean? That's really kind of what it is. Grace and mercy. It's like getting a little pass. Like, come on. You've been working hard. Give yourself some grace. Chill for a minute. Wrap yourself up in a blanket. Lay down. Rest. You know? Give yourself a hug. You know? That's what it feels like, right? Just to kind of break it down. And so I just wanted to share that with you. If you're dealing with any situation that may have hurt you, or you're feeling overwhelmed, or whatever the case may be that could be happening in your world right now, extend grace. Just throw some grace on it. Give it a little grace, you know. Give it a little pass, especially if you know the intent, right? Even with yourself, you know you've been working hard. Give yourself some grace. You didn't do this part right, or this didn't go how you wanted it, or whatever the case may be. Don't beat yourself up about it. Extend grace even unto yourself. You give grace to everybody else, so why not give grace to yourself? It's okay. It is absolutely okay. And I loved that so much about what was shared today. Just so much, because you know, is almost everyone pretty much mentioned, and you know, grace, like, my gosh, you know, and that just lets you know that we are all on a journey, a path, and it can get overwhelming. You know, it can make you feel some type of way at any given moment, at any given point, right? It can make you feel some type of way, but extend. Sometimes you just got to put some grace on it. That's it. Put some grace on it and all will be well. I will be sharing more soon, but I just wanted to share that with you all, because that really was a beautiful tie back into what God had already shared with me. And it was as if, you know, first he shared with me what to do, and then he brought back what that couple said to me, to my remembrance a couple of days ago. And then people were talking about it today. And I said, okay, all right, I hear you, okay. You know, so I just want to encourage you to put some grace on it, and all is and will be well. Have a beautiful weekend, guys. This is Ellen Maria, host for Motivation for Life. Have a great day.